This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And today we're here with Pastor Jan Lawrence from Estonia and pastor of Rai Church in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia. And we've been talking about men, masculinity, marriage and family, because these are all interrelated. They're so important. And, you know, I've read it a few days ago, but again, Joshua 24:15. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And here Joshua is saying, it's not a case of whether you're going to serve or not. He said, you're going to serve somebody, whether the gods of your fathers or other gods. But he said, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And so Joshua was intentional. He was focused. He was deliberate. He said, wherever I'm going with God, I'm bringing my family with me. And I think this is something that, you know, as men is so important, you know, when we think about our legacy as fathers, as husbands, you know, that we bring our family to that place of blessing, that place of intimacy with God. And because in many respects, you know, that when the Bible says we're the head of the home, that we're called to lead, this is part of the problem is women sometimes really struggle with the whole area of submission, because if the man is going nowhere, where does he bring his wife and children? He's bringing them nowhere as well. And this is why there's such a responsibility on us as men to be men of prayer, men who walk in holiness, men who are led by the Holy Spirit. Mm. As many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, it says in Romans chapter 8. And yet so many times we see men that are led by the flesh. They come home from work, they put their feet up and they turn the TV on. And for the next 4 or 5 hours, that's where they are. And they're not, you know, engaging, and they're not, you know, engaging with the kids. They're just, and I know many times as men, we've got things going on. We're carrying burdens that maybe we can't always discuss with our wife or our kids. But again, I think the problem is a lot of men have checked out mentally. They're not present. They're not there. They're physically there, but they're not there. And so I love what Joshua was talking about here, because he was saying, for me, success is not success unless I bring my family with me. So what would you have to say relating to that particular verse and that principle of, as a man, bringing your family with you on the journey of faith?
Amen. I think it's so powerful. I remember the days when I come home and I feel so victorious of what happened in church, what happened in youth ministry, healings, salvations. And I would come home, and at home I'd have a sad wife who knows that someone or something is getting the love that's missing at home. And I tell you honestly, that joy of what happened in the ministerial field, that evaporated. Because my house was a mess, my home was a mess. And that was me taking responsibility that something else is getting the love that my wife and my children should be getting. And I loved what you said earlier when we talked in between each other, that love equals time. That am I giving time to my family? Am I giving attention? Am I being present with my family? So, and I know that sometimes it's super hard. You go home, you have a lot of burdens, you have a lot of tired. You're very tired, but
you've been talking all day, and your wife has had nobody to talk to.
Amen.
And that's where the problems start, you know.
Yes.
She wants to talk, and you know, they did that really interesting study. I don't know, was it the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus? You know, the study where, like, men need to speak like 7,000 words a day, women need to speak 21,000. I mean, that's where you got the problem right there.
And
there's
the box thing also, that you have your men only have one box. And, you know, if I'm doing one thing, then that's what I'm thinking about. But women have boxes inside of the boxes that have boxes inside of the boxes that have boxes inside of the boxes. And
I sometimes saw my wife, you know, on the phone to her mom while feeding the baby, while stirring the dinner, and also with a mop in her hand.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's incredible.
It's incredible, you know, really the burden, the weight the women carry and their ability to do multiple things. Whereas men, you know, we can tend to do one thing well, but if you ask us to do two or three things, our mind goes blank, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that happens to me a lot. I go blank. But I love one good friend of mine, She said that her husband said to her that when she came home one night and was very tired, and same thing we said, talking all day, doing different things, a lot of burdens, and husband said to her that me and the kids are missing the same energy at home, that the same passion that you're having out there.
Wow.
And so for me, a big thing is that's actually what's burning on my heart, that I want to be with my family when I'm at work or when I'm, even when I'm here. And today we've talked a lot about family. I'm missing my wife. I'm missing my kids. And but this just can't stay some emotional feeling. So now what will follow? So if I'm going home, so what will happen with this thought when I'm going back to Estonia? How will my family experience it in action, that I'm missing them? So how will they see that I miss them? Will I go back home? Oh, I'm so tired from Ireland. I need to take a day from you or whatever. Or I'm going there and I'm expressing my love. I'm showing my love. I'm being present with them. And I think that's what... as a man, that's something that needs to happen in me, that this feeling or this missing or my family, it needs to somehow come out in action as well when I'm at home, or it's planning family things, whatever. But it needs to somehow develop from just emotional feeling into action, some sort of action that I do in my life, and to take responsibility over that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying, put your money where your mouth is, and too many times we, and this is the thing, even as ministers, it's the easiest thing in the world to talk about things that we're not actually practicing ourselves. Jesus said of the Pharisees, they preach, but they do not practice. And, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And, so, you know, applying that to our personal lives, applying this to our marriage, to our children, you know, it's important that we follow through, because it's one thing to know what to do. It's something else to actually do it.
Amen.
And to, you know, to follow through on that in our personal life. It's so important, you know, that we are making time for our family.
I was thinking, I've been reading lately James, Book of James, and I love James. He's a man of action, you know.
You read some of it there.
I love it. Chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." And then verse 3, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." That if we're facing trouble, he's saying, consider it great joy or opportunity for great joy, because you can go through it. So I'm missing my family right now. It's not that I'm in a very bad state, but I miss my family. So I know it's not a hardship or it's not a trouble, but I can take this, okay, it's a great joy. When I go home, I want to take action on this. I want to make this joyful, that I'm missing my family, I'm missing my wife, I'm not sharing bed with her tonight. But when I go home, I make sure that I take maximum amount of joy in every minute that I have with my family. So we can turn these troubles into joy if we... like change our mindset from just feeling it or whatever, and then putting it into action when we are with our family or whatever is going on in our life as men. And I love the Book of James because of that, because so he's so straightforward about faith, about works, about everything.
And you know, I like what it says there in verse 22, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves."
The end.
be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, as says in the King James. And so, as I finish today, you know, we've touched on a lot of things relating to men, masculinity, marriage, family, etc. But I think it'd be good for us to pray just that we would be doers of the word, that we would be... like you said, that we would follow through and that we would implement some practical changes in our lives. And, you know, for me, it's something that we've done in the past, but over the last few years, because we've been just so busy with everything going on, we've neglected. And it's something we discussed earlier, is the importance of having a date night. Mm. And so that's something I'm going to institute in a practical sense. And, you know, just, I suppose... we make time for our kids, but just being deliberate and intentional and consistent, you know, with the Bible studies and with, you know, the doing things with your children, doing fun things together. I think because it can't all just be spiritual. I think it's important we're having fun together as a family. But, you know, family first. And so, look, I hope this series has helped, this short mini-series has helped you. It's just Jan was over with me for a few days, and I've certainly been blessed by spending time with him. And please keep Rye Church in prayer and you know, their ministry in prayer. And we're believing for a great revival throughout Europe and the nations. Hallelujah. So I'd like you to just pray, just that like the Bible says in the book of James 1, there it says to be doers of the word, not hearers only. So just pray that we'll be doers, that we would be not deceiving our own selves by just knowing but not doing.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you that you have sent us a perfect example of someone who's a doer, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world, and he said, I didn't come here to be served, but to serve. And his whole life was an example of that, especially his ministry years. We see how he was a doer, not just a speaker, but the doer of his word, of God's word. And God, I pray that also myself, Pastor John, and all the listeners, that we would be doers of God's word. And whatever over this week has touched your heart, or you believe, oh, this was something good, I learned something good, then I pray in Jesus' name that you put that in action in your life, in your marriage, in your personal life, with your children. I pray that you put that in action. And I pray that God's blessing and anointing would be over that. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This is Pastor John Ahern from All Nations and Pastor Jan Lawrence from Rye. See it, go on, just say it.
Rye Church.
Yeah, there you go. In Estonia. Thanking you for listening today. May the blessings of Christ our Savior be on your heart and home. In Jesus' name, shalom.